Never, we are honored to have Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler. Good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you so much for the effort. How are the roadways on the way in? You didn't take your own advice this morning.
Well, I thought as a community service, this is where I needed to be, and always love talking about Baldwin County schools, but a little bit of icing down where I live, down near the bay, and but I've seen some pictures from throughout the county of some icing conditions. So I know a lot of people aren't happy, but I think many more are, that we erred on the side of caution.
You really have to look at the big picture because it's a large county, and you can't run school buses when there is a threat of public safety, correct?
You can't, and it is a large county. Things that might be happening in North Baldwin with the weather might not be happening down around the Foley, Alberta area, but I've got to consider all the factors. Mm-hmm. And I err on the side of caution for our teachers, our parents, our students, our bus drivers.
So as we've all heard, Baldwin County Public Schools are closed today. And then tomorrow, a late start, is that correct?
Tomorrow, a late start. The precipitation is supposed to be clearing out of here. We don't have a fear of the icing from all the reports I'm getting. So the wind chill is a factor tomorrow morning. From what we understand, it could be a wind chill of 5 to 10 degrees, in the morning's hours. So we're going to delay the start, 10 o'clock. Students can start arriving at 9, and teachers will come in a couple hours past their normal start time. And buses pickups will be probably an hour and a half, 2 hours later than they normally do.
Okay. So the parents, and you've got, as a former parent I know, you do a very open line of communication with parents and guardians via email and even, I guess, texting in emergencies.
We try. We feel like that we're about as transparent a system as you can be. There's always going to be those that feel like that we're not and that we need to do better, but we're trying to do better every day.
Okay. All right. So what other news? Normally, you're here today because this is your normally scheduled third Tuesday interview, which I'm glad you didn't rearrange so that we could reach out to the public. What else is happening in our Baldwin County Public School System? I know you've got some major construction. And any groundbreakings or openings yet?
We do. No groundbreakings yet. We're doing situations where we prepare sites ahead of a groundbreaking. So we are coming out of the ground with our Silver Hill Elementary School. Loxley's on the horizon. Alberta Middle School is on the horizon. We have several that we are adding to because of space. Excuse me. Alberta Elementary is getting a major facelift because it is expanding and growing. So our Baldwin Prep Academy is also coming along. Registration had opened.
Now, the Baldwin Prep Academy is this state-of-the-art innovative facility for technology, is that correct?
It is. Well, we term it a workforce development high school, and grades 10, 11, and 12 will be there. But I always tell parents that it's not your traditional trade school, which served a purpose and was good. This is for workforce development. We can't find plumbers. We can't find electricians. We can't find people that do the day-to-day jobs that industry demands.
So not just technology at all.
This is technology.
A blue-collar.
Correct.
And as we know, as you mentioned, there's a shortage of people to fill those positions as the population ages.
There is, and we will have the state-of-the-art health science labs that USA Health and Infirmary Health will be a part of, cybersecurity. We've got construction builders that will be part of our building and teach children trades. But I tell parents that if their child wants to go to med school, they can enter our academy as a sophomore and exit after they graduate in our bio health science labs. And they can go on to college and enter med school if they want to, just to get a jump.
So a wide variety. And this is on 59 near?
It's on 59 north of I-10 and just south of Stapleton.
Okay. Very good. And those are some massively expensive projects. How does the Baldwin County Public School System fund that, and how does the system sit financially?
Well, we always go back to when the county commission extended our penny tax back when I got here in 2015. When I left as an assistant superintendent, it was only worth about $24 million a year to Baldwin County, which is a lot. Now we're between $60 and $70 million a year that penny tax brings in. That enables us to pay for our schools as we build them. This phase in 2024, all of our schools are paid for that when we started construction back when I got here. They're paid for in 4 years, so there's no debt to the public other than that penny tax that continues to build our schools.
Some people weren't happy with that, but it looks like it was extremely beneficial in the long run.
Some people were not happy and will not ever be happy. But, you know, I don't mind taking it back to the public. If the public wants to vote it down, mm-hmm. then the public needs to understand what they're going to see crop up at these schools, because just our normal monies that we bring in through sales tax through the state and locally is not going to pay for these schools. We're going to have to go bonding for 20 or 30 years, and we're not going to mm-hmm. do that.
I can remember a time, I'm not even sure how long ago it was, the shortage of teachers and the large classrooms and the lack of funding. So you're in a good financial situation now.
We are. Like, the Baldwin Prep Academy is right at $100 million.
Whoa.
Now, we've only taken out one bond since I've been back, and that was a short-term 20-year bond for $50 million, because we could not continue to build our elementary and middle schools if we paid for that academy with just about cash. So the next big school probably is going to be a high school. You know, that's coming eventually. Where, we don't know yet, but that's going to be a $50 or $60 million building. Our elementary and middle, you might can get away with $30-35 million.
Okay, all right. Speaking of high school, there is some talk of some expansion again on the campus of Fairhope High School. What's happening there?
Well, you see construction going on, right. And that is to expand their parking lot right now. We're going to add 500 additional parking spaces because they continue to grow, just like Foley High School continues to grow. That's our larger schools. So we're adding additional parking, and we're prepping to add a state-of-the-art cafeteria soon. Right now, it'll be just a state-of-the-art cafeteria, so that's got to expand. We're looking to put another gym on their campus. All the enhancements to our high schools, we're doing over $50 million worth of athletic enhancements.
So the cafeteria would be a new cafeteria facility and not a remodel on the
existing. It would be a new, we will cannibalize the old cafeteria, turn it into classrooms,
okay.
and other areas that are needed on the school. But Daphne High School right now is getting a major renovation with their cafeteria. It will be a state-of-the-art. So,
what do you mean by that? What do kids want these days? What's in the, back in the cold pizza and bologna days when we were kids,
right.
and the lunch lady, what do we have now?
Well, of course, you know, we're bound by so many requirements from the feds because our
right.
cafeterias receive federal money, and there's only certain things we can do. I'd love to get back to the fryers and have French fries and chicken, but we can't do that. State-of-the-art, basically the design of the cafeteria, the way that you can move students in and out very efficiently, your serving lines, other lines that, you know, you can allow for salads and some of your side items. So it would just, schools that have 4 and 5 lunch waves, we can narrow that down to maybe 2 lunch waves. With this state-of-the-art type cap. The design mainly is what it is.
Will that allow for longer lunches? Sometimes you read in social media where parents fuss, you can't eat lunch in 15 minutes. Tell us about that.
Well, there are requirements, too. You have to have a minimum of, I believe it's between 20 and 25 minutes to eat lunch. And depending on how far into the day you extend your lunch, reduces the amount of instructional time in your classrooms. So our schools, we're on 7 period days, no more block, and classes can be taught year-round. So if we extend the lunch wave to 30, 35, 40 minutes, that eats into your instructional time, because you've got to take the time from somewhere, and we'd rather try to get them through quickly, and these new cafeterias will allow that. Mm-hmm. And have more time in the classroom.
Okay. We're speaking with Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler this morning on WAVF. It is 8:49 and 31 degrees downtown Fairhope. What else would you like us to know I haven't thought to ask about yet?
Well, you know, we just talked about construction, and we've talked about our athletic enhancements. That's over $50 million. Every high school got to come in and tell us what they wanted. And so we allotted X number of million dollars to that school. A lot of them are getting tracks. A lot of them are getting turf fields, because, you know, when you play multiple sports on a grass field, it tears it up over mm-hmm. the years. So the turf field, artificial turf, will allow football, soccer, other things.
What is Fairhope getting, since they're building their own track and we have our own football field separate from the school system?
Right. Well, and we gave the school a choice. They actually talked with all of those involved. It was a grassroots effort. We didn't dictate to them. They have a beautiful field. They probably have one of the more beautiful athletic surfaces in the county. So they elected not to have a stadium or a turf field built, and they are getting a track. We've contributed to that. I know that the single tax colony, I think, is helping the city of Fairhope. Mm-hmm. I don't want to misspeak, but I know we are contributing to that. A lot of schools opted to have a 400-meter track. And eventually, most of our high schools, when back in the day, there weren't any tracks on our high school campuses. You had to go to Old Faulkner to do it. But now they're getting second gyms if they want it. They're getting multiple buildings where you can have multiple sports play inside that enclosed building. Mm-hmm. So it was a grassroots. They made the decision, and we just made sure that it could be done.
And as you mentioned, Fairhope High School would be getting a new gymnasium.
They'd be getting a new gym, a second gym, right, exactly like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Coach, as many people call you. Anything else?
No, we're academics. We're working hard on that. The report card came out. We did increase our scores.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm sorry I forgot to, because I saw some great numbers, especially for some Fairhope schools and elsewhere.
Yes.
The newspaper headline seemed a little misleading when it was talking about an average of a B, and when you started reading into it, there was a lot of our schools with A's.
Right. Oh, well, we had many, many schools with A's, and, you know, right now I'm concerned about the way that it's graded. We had 28 schools improve their scores. We had 8 remain the same, and we only had 1 D. And now we have to work on that D. But there was no failing schools. It was just a D. And the state reclassified a failing and a priority. But our concern is, when we were at a meeting, we were discussing the report card, and one system had 16 of their schools decline, but yet they went up 6 points on their report card. I have a hard time understanding that. Decline from the year before in their report card, their scores. As far as everything that accumulates for your score. So, but we're working very hard. We feel like eventually we'll get to that A, if that's what everybody wants to attain. But the quality of instruction going on in our schools right now, I hope our parents in Baldwin County understand we're the third largest. That's not an excuse why we can't get to an A. But we deal with so many outlying factors in our schools that other small systems do not have to worry about. Most systems have one high school, city systems. We have 8 and are growing. And a lot of times you're penalized for the number of high schools you get. If you transfer from Foley to Fairhope, well, that's a transfer, but it's within your system, but you're still pinged on your report card. So we don't understand that.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make sense.
Hmm. And what about the school board meetings? When are they? And public is, of course, invited. And there any issues that folks might want to address?
Well, they're normally the third Tuesday is a work session of each month, and the third Thursday is the board meeting. The work session's in Loxley. The board meeting's in Bay Minette. Now, we've canceled tonight's work session, and we're doing a combination work session board meeting Thursday night in Loxley. So, but the public can come to the board meeting nights, because on work session nights we're conducting business. So we don't let the public speak, because we're putting all of our business in front of the board.
Yeah, and you're not voting on anything.
You're not voting on anything, but they can come on a Thursday night. They get their 3 minutes, and they can either tell us how wonderful we are. We'd love to hear that. Or if they have a concern.
What are the concerns you hear the most recently?
Well, I think basically it's all the political things that are going on across the country, such as, our classrooms and what you're teaching in the classrooms, what counselors are teaching. And sometimes the information out there is so skewed and not correct. But when you get on social media and you start talking bad about schools and counselors and what's being taught in our libraries, it disappoints me that the public chooses to believe that instead of getting the facts from the school system.
Thank you, Coach. We could keep talking, but we are out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler joining us the third Tuesday.